This is KERA News. Amber Geiger testified Friday in her murder trial. The former Dallas police officer encountered Botham Jean in his apartment, fatally shooting him. He was unarmed. As KERA's Stella Chavez reports, prosecutors focused on how she could have avoided killing her neighbor.
Amber Geiger thought she was entering her apartment. She says the door was cracked open when she put her key in the lock. As she entered, she testified she saw the silhouette of a figure. Geiger says she yelled out, asking to see the person's hands. She saw a figure coming toward her. Geiger testified she thought he was going to kill her. She was actually in Botham Jean's apartment directly above hers.
I hate myself every single day. I feel like I don't deserve a chance to be with my family and friends. I wish he was the one with the gun that killed me. I never wanted to take an innocent person's life. I am so sorry.
Prosecutor Jason Hermes says Geiger, as a police officer, was trained to de-escalate tense situations and that she did not follow those procedures.
You could have taken a position of cover and concealment. You could have called for help on your radio, and you could have had the cavalry there in 2 minutes.
I could have.
Hermes says Geiger did not use the gauze or a first aid kit in her backpack to minimize bleeding, and that she was more concerned about herself than the man she shot. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.